And if we have time, two ha'aris related to today's daf. So the first ha'ara is this last gemara that we just learned. Rav Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, after all the different shittos that we had as to when you start saying Mashav Ruach Amar Yidag Hashem, Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you start saying Mashav Ruach Amar Yidag Hashem on Shmini Atzeres, specifically Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. That's what Rav Asi said. So Rav Zera heard what Rav Asi said, and Amalei Rav Zera, Rav Asi, Rav Zera asked Rav Asi a kasha. He said, Amiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, could it be Rabbi Yochanan said that? We have a Mishnah that mentions the Machloikis Tanoim, Machloikis Tanakam and Rabbi Gamliel, when you start saying the same Talamat Levracha. Tanakam says Gimel Marcheshvan, Rabbi Gamliel said Zayin Marcheshvan, and Rabbi Lazar Paskin that the Allah is like Rabbi Gamliel. Now, Rav Zera was insinuating that if Rabbi Lazar Paskin that the Allah is like Rabbi Gamliel, that would mean Rabbi Yochanan would also Paskin that the Allah is like Rabbi Gamliel. If the Allah is like Rabbi Gamliel, that means you start saying the same Talamat Levracha, Zayin Marcheshvan. Zayin Marcheshvan is not Shmini Atzeres. So, Lechur it's a kasha. Here, Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda, you start saying Mashav Ruach Amar Yidag Hashem on Shmini Atzeres, and over there Rabbi Yochanan Paskin that you start saying the same Talmud Levracha on Zayin Cheshvan, and the Gemara says don't tell me there's a chilek between Mashav Ruach Amar Yidag Hashem and same Talmud Levracha, because Rabbi Yochanan himself already said that when you start saying Mashav Ruach you start saying the same Talmud Levracha, and when you stop saying Mashav Ruach you stop saying Mashav, you stop saying the same Talumat Levracha. Amalei. So after Rav Zera asked his kasha to Rav Asi, so Rav Asi told him back, Gavra Gava Karamis. Well, what's the kasha? I don't understand. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel in that Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar said that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel in that Mishnah. So what do you want from me? I said that Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you start saying Mashav Ruach and Shmini Atzeres, which would mean you start saying the same Talamat Uvracha then again. Rabbi Lazar said that you say it in Zayin Marcheshvin. So good, so you have a machloikis between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan. But how could you ask a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan from something that Rabbi Lazar said? Gavra, a gavra karamis. And the truth is, this Gemara is very, very shver. It's Sarich Iyun Gadol. What was the havamin of Rabbi Zera to ask a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan from something that Rabbi Lazar said? Where do you find in Shas that the Gemara ever does that? Where do you find that the Gemara says Rav Chisda said something? Really? Rav Sheshe said not that way. Where would the Gemara ever say Abaye said? Could Abaye have said it, but Rav said not? Really? Of course. Abaye and Rav always argue. Gavra, Gavra, Karamis. It's not an expression you find that often, because it's not even something that the Gemara ever violates that you would have to ask a kasha of Gavra Karamis. So what's Pashup Shad in the Havamin in the Gemara? So the Pashup Shad is, you have to say, Rabbi Lazar was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. In fact, Rabbi Lazar was a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Yochanan. In fact, he was such a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Yochanan. One anecdote, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, that after Reish Lakish passed away, so the Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan couldn't come to himself. Ki noch nafshei the Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish have come tzar Rabbi Yochanan basrei tufa. Rabbi Yochanan had terrible tzar after Reish Lakish passed away. Amru Rabbanan, so much so the Rabbanan said, man lezel liasved ledaite. Someone has to go and try to appease him, because he Pasha can't come to himself. Reish Lakish was his Talmud Muvik. He was his Talmud Chaver. And he needs someone to talk to and learning, like he once had Reish Lakish. So the Gemara said, Nezel Rabbi Lazar ben Padas. Let Rabbi Lazar go. Rabbi Lazar ben Padas. The Mechadid in Shmaitze. Because Rabbi Lazar is Mechadid in Shmaitze. He's a big Charev. I think Rabbi Yochanan is going to have a lot of Hanah from talking and learning to Rabbi Lazar. Azal Yosef Kameh. So Rabbi Lazar went and he started sitting and learning next to Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Milsa Dava Am Rabbi Yochanan. Everything Rabbi Yochanan said, Am Alei. Rabbi Lazar told him, Tanya de Mesayelach. Everything Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Lazar said, yeah, he was shuckling his cup. 100%. You're saying good. You're saying Meiridik. He had a whole bunch of brises to support him. Amar. So Rabbi Yochanan turned to Rabbi Lazar, Atka Bar Lakisha. You're like Bar Lakisha, also known as Reish Lakish. Bar Lakisha, Reish Lakish, Kevamina Milsa. When I would say something, having actually Esrim Vabar Kushiasa, he would ask me 24 kashas. Umefarikna le Esrim Vabar Peruka. And I would say 24 terutzim. Umemela Rav Cheshmaitza. And like this, we'd come to understanding the Sugya. That Amrit Tanya de Mesayelach? You're telling me Bryces? You're telling me I'm right? Otulo Yodana de Shaprako? I mean, I know I'm saying good. I wouldn't have said it if I didn't think I was saying good. I need to tell me I'm not saying good. Fascinating Gemara. So the Gemara says, Have a ka'azal v'karamane, v'kabachi. Rabbi Yochanan was rising kriya, he was crying for Omar, and he would say, Hecha at Bar Lakisha, Hecha at Bar Lakisha. Chaim Shmulevitz used to say that the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Hey that Rabbi Yochanan bury 10 children, Rahman al-Islam. And he would walk around with the bone of his 10th son, and he would say, Dein garma dasira bir. He said, Rabbi Yochanan was able to overcome the tsar and be menachim other people, even though he lost 10 children, b'chayev. Abheicha at bar lekisha, heicha at bar lekisha, have a tzavach, have a karamone, kabochi. He couldn't come to himself. And the Gemara said it got so bad that bo Rabban and Rachmi aled, Rabban and Davin, v'noch nafshe. And Rabbi Yochanan's neshama was taken away from the world. But who was Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar was the one that would be the memale makim for Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Elazar is a Talmud Movik of Reish Lakish, not just a Talmud, but he is the next Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. And based on that, as a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, maybe the Gemara asked the Kasha. The Gemara had a Havamina to ask from Rabbi Elazar to Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe that's not the same person. Like the Gemara says, Gavra, Gavra, Karamis. But at the same time, there's a fleeting hammer. I mean, because at the end of the day, Rabbi Elazar is, at the end of the day, a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Yochanan. But the emes is, Rabbi Ruvi Margolis, in his Sefer Shem Oilam, that we always quote from. So the Sefer Shem Oilam is where he goes through and he explains all the Chad Amars and the Chad Amars of Chaz, where we don't know who said Rabbi Shmuel, Chad Amar, Chad Amar. So that's the Sefer Shem Oilam. So he has a very, very long psicha in the Sefer Shem Oilam. And in Sifkot Gimel, in his psicha, he discusses the relationship between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. It's long, just mention a few excerpts. So he says that there's a Gemara in Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, that really opens up the Pesach to understanding this a little bit better. The Gemara over there is discussing a halacha that Rabbi Yochanan said. So Rabbi Yochanan said a halacha, and this halacha was Negeya Yevamos. It was Negeya a boy that's 9 years old, he already has the ability to do Yibum. This is a real Yibum sugya. So in the context of Yibum, Rabbi Yochanan said halacha. And Rabbi Elazar was present in Beis Medrash when Rabbi Yochanan said this halacha. Says the Gemara, Azal Rabbi Elazar, Amar l'shmaita be midrasha. So Rabbi Elazar went and he said over in Beis Medrash this halacha that Rabbi Yochanan had said. But when he said the halacha, he didn't say it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, Shomer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan heard about this, ikpid, and he was angry. Says the Gemara, Ola gabe Rab Ami v'Ravasi. So Rab Ami v'Ravasi, they were talmidim Rabbi Yochanan, they went to Rabbi Yochanan, and they tried being mefayasim. And the Gemara says, they told him a whole story about what once happened, about if there's machloikis and there's kepedis, it can be very, very bad. But the Gemara says, v'lo yifayas. He didn't care, and he wasn't impressed by what they told him. Says the Gemara, Ola gabe Rabbi Yaakov Aridi. So then Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, another Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, he entered Rabbi Yochanan and he said, Rabbi, I'm going to try to be mefayasim. And why is he being mefayasim? Because Rabbi Elazar said over a halacha that Rabbi Yochanan had said, but he didn't say it over in his name. So now Rabbi Yaakov Aridi comes, and he tells Rabbi Yochanan, I'm going to be mefayasim. Omaloi. He said, it says in the Pasuk, Kashe tziva Hashem es Moshe avdoi, kein tziva Moshe es Yeshua. Whatever Hashem told Moshe, Moshe told Yeshua, v'chein asa Yeshua, and that's what Yeshua did. Lo heisir davar mikol hashetziva Hashem es Moshe. Yeshua did exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu told him. Meaning, Hashem told Moshe, Moshe kibbutz Torah miSinai, and then Moshe told it to Yeshua umesara liYeshua. So Rabbi Yaakov Aridi tells Rabbi Yochanan, he said, "Do you think v'chein kol davar she'amar Yeshua hoya omer lem kach amar liMoshe? You think literally, so Yeshua Benun is giving share, and every single thing he said." Kachamali Moshe, Kachamali Moshe. So Rabbi Yaakov Aridi told Rabbi Yochanan, of course not. Ella Yeshua Yoshe v'dayrish tam. Yeshua would say a drasha v'hakol yoidem. Everybody understood that the Torah that he's saying is Torah as Moshe. He didn't have to say everything was from Moshe because everyone understood it was a Talmud Movik of Moshe. So whatever he's saying, of course, was from Moshe. Af Rabbi Elazar Talmidcha. So he said, Rabbi Elazar, your Talmud is the same way. Yoshe v'dayrish tam. He sits and he darshins v'hakol yoidem kishalchahi. Everybody knows that when he's darshining what you're said. Amal Hems, Rabbi Yochanan heard this, so he turned to Rav Ami, Rav Asi, said, No, you shall learn this skill. It's a good skill to have, to be able to be Mephias people. He said, look, Rav Yaakov Aridi, he knew how to make me happy. He knew how to be Mephias me. You don't know how to be Mephias me. But either way, says Rav Ruvi Margolis, what do you see in this Gemara? You see in this Gemara that Rabbi Elazar would say over Torah from Rabbi Yochanan, but he didn't even have to say that he's saying over Rabbi Yochanan's Torah. Why? Because Hakol Yoidim. Because everybody knew that the Torah that Rabbi Elazar was saying was Torah Slash Rabbi Yochanan. It was literally like Yeshua Ben Nun. Yeshua Ben Nun didn't have to say v'chichol al kol davar sh'ami Yeshua yo'emer lem kachom ali Moshe. Of course not. Eli Yeshua yoyshe v'doyrish stam v'hakol yoydim sh'alteirase sh'almoshe. So too, this was the same exact thing. So says Rav Reuven Margolis, classic. He says, if you look, if you go through Shas, he says, you're going to find something fascinating. He says, you're going to find that there are many, many Gemaras where you have the identical Gemara. One place, Rabbi Yochanan said it, and in another place, Rabbi Elazar said it. He says, you don't find that with other Amayram very often. But this is literally verbatim. He gives one example. He says, Brachas davav, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, smuchen min atayr minayim. Yevamis dav dalet, Amar Rabbi Elazar, smuchen min atayr minayim. It's the same exact drasha. It's the same exact makar. What's the pshat? He said, the pshat is because Rabbi Elazar is Rabbi Yochanan medaber mitoich groinoi. That's this Gemara, Masechtas Yevamos. That whatever Rabbi Elazar said, we knew it was always Rabbi Yochanan. And that's the way they were Mephias Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Elazar didn't say over Torah in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, because it was understood that this is what he did. Said Rabbi Reuven Margolis, maybe that's Pshan in the Gemara Yevamos, Tafayim Beis. The Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ro'iso leben Pados. It's referring to Rabbi Elazar ben Pados, his Talmud. Ro'iso leben Pados, She Yoyshe v'doyresh, K'moyshe mipi ha'gvura. So he said, what does he mean, K'moshe mipi akvur? What's Pashup Shan in that Chazal? He said, Moshe was kibul Torah mi Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't, of course, Moshe of one word that he wasn't mekabel from the Eibishter. Everything that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ushchin medaberes mitoich groinoi. So he said, Rabbi Yochanan said, Ro'isel ben Pdashe Yoshe v'dorish K'moshe mipi gvura. Moshe mipi gvura was Shchin medaberes mitoich groinoi. That's Mamish Rabbi Loza. He's darshaning everything he's saying me. Meaning after Rabbi Yaakov Aridi was mafayis him. He understood. He was able to tap into this. And he finally realized that he was right. So whatever he told him, he said, Nuro Yisrael ben Padas, he's mamish k'moshe mipi agvura. So says Rav Reuven Margolis, in this piece in Shem Olam, he said, with this you can understand two gemaras that at first glance are tzarech in gadol. The first gemara is the gemara Bava Basra. It's the gemara Bava Basra, daf kuf nun dalid omid beis. The gemara over there is also a very, very lamdish gemara. The gemara is discussing sugya moide b'shtar shekosvu tzarech lekaimoi oy ain't tzarech lekaimoi. And the Gemara over there says that Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan a kasha, and Rabbi Yochanan answered the kasha. Amalei, so Rish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan, you really said that? Meaning, he gave him an answer. He said, is that your answer? V'aloi mishimcha amru, I heard in your name, yofa ira rubnei mishpacha, meaning, a contradiction to what you just said. Amaleis, Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish, Zu Elazar Amra, Ani lo yamarti dava zeh meyaylam. Rabbi Elazar said that, I never said that. Said Rabbi Reuven Margolis, it's a chidus tuma, this Gemara. Like all these little things that you learn in these Gemaras that you just go weiter, especially learning Moide B'shtar Shekas V'tzarech L'kaima, you're not focusing on this Gemara. You're not stelling zech on this. But it's Gemara. Right, you have to understand this. So said Rabbi Reuven Margolis, what was the shakla v'tarya? Rabbi Yochanan said something. Reish Lakish said, you said that? What do you mean? I heard in your name not that way. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Elazar said that. I didn't say that. So what was the shakla v'tarya? So Rabbi Reuven Margolis, it's poshnet. It's poshnet. Reish Lakish had heard Rabbi Elazar said something not like Rabbi Yochanan. And Reish Lakish understood that if Rabbi Elazar said that, Rabbi Yochanan must have said that. Based on the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Tzadik Vav, that when it came to Rabbi Elazar, it was Hakol Yoidim She'atayrasoi Shal Rabbi Yochanan He. And therefore Rabbi Elazar didn't have to say Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Some Talmidim, they had to say Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Am I saying it from Rav? I'm saying it from Shmuel. It's my own Shtikl Torah. But when it came to Rabbi Elazar, it wasn't necessary. So Reish Lakish heard something that Rabbi Elazar said. He assumed for sure that this halacha of Rabbi Elazar was mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, he asked the kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan told him, no. Elazar amra, ani lo yamarti dava zeh meyaylam. I know Rabbi Elazar usually is always saying my Torah. When Rabbi Elazar is saying Torah, it's literally kimipi agvura. It's shchina medaberes mitaych groina. It's always me. It's Rabbi Yochanan is always talking. But not every time. There are exceptions to the rule. And that's where Reish Lakish made a mistake, and that's where Rabbi Yochanan had to correct him. Says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, is one other Gemara, which is a chidus tuma that you can explain with this. You realize this is kalachayad in that shtickel. So he says one other thing, and that is tainus davdalad amid beis. But the Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, I've asked you to send the name Rabbi Yochanan, look, because you start saying Mashav Ruch Amar Dageshem on Shmini Atzeres, which would mean that's also the time you're supposed to start saying V'sein Talu Matal of Racha. And the Gemara said, what do you mean? But Rabbi Lozer said that it's Zayin Cheshvin. Sveik the Gemara, Gavra, Gavra, Karamis. What was the Havamina? What was Pashup Shana in the Gemara? There was a Havamina to say that because Rabbi Elazar said one thing, it can't be Rabbi Yochanan said otherwise. So we said maybe Rabbi Elazar was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. Abba Zogt, Rabbi Ruvi Margolis, no, it's much more meduyik. It's not maybe. It's Yevamis Tav Tzadik Vav Amid Beis. It's Bava Basra Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Amid Beis. Because everything Rabbi Elazar said is Rabbi Yochanan. And it's so true. It's so emes that if Rabbi Yochanan says one thing, and Rabbi Elazar says something else, we can fregen akasha. You could say, "Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, va'Amar Rabbi Elazar." Now the Gemara was boxed into a corner, so the Gemara said, "No, Gavra Gavra Karamis." You have to say it's like the Gemara in Bava Basra, where Rabbi Yochanan said, "Zu Elazar Amra, ani lo yamarti davar zemiyolim." But it's the exception to the rule, and that's why at the very least it was akasha. So said Rabbi Reuven Margolis that once you understand the Gemara, this is the short version of it. It always is, but this Gemara, once you understand the Gemara, Yevamis Tav Tzadik Vav, this opens up a Pesach. It opens up a Mafteach to be able to understand the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Dalet. Our Gemara, we just learned in Masechtas Tainis Daf Dalet, they're both Chidois Stumois at first glance. But really, after understanding this Gemara, Masechtas Yevamos, they're literally Masik Midvash. And now on the topic of Masik Midvash, and we'll end with this. This is also in that piece, in the Shei Moilam. He says in one of his Hagois, in one of his comments, he says, Ein Shailos Uchuvas Noida Bi Yehuda, it's Eurechayim, it's Madura Tinyana, it's Simen Chav. So just going back to the Gemara Yevamos for a second. So Rabbi Yochanan hears that Rabbi Elazar said over Torah, and he didn't say it over in his name. And the Gemara says, Ikbid Rabbi Yochanan. Not just that, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, they're all trying to be Mephias Rabbi Yochanan, and they couldn't be Mephias them. They poshit could not be Mephias Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, the obvious question, for Rabbi Yochanan, my time a kopit kulehai. Why did it bother Rabbi Yochanan so much? Rabbi Yochanan got so angry. Rabbi Elazar is saying over Torah, and he's not saying it over in his name. So the Gemara says, the Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, because Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, what's Pshan in the Pasuk that says, Agura be'aholcha oilamim. Is it possible for a person to live in two worlds? I want that people should say over Torah for me in this world. Because Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Ba'yichai, Kol Talmud Chacham she'omrin dvar shmua mipi ba'il mazeh, any Talmud Chacham that says over dvar shmua in his name in this world, is such a big inyan that Rabbi Yochanan, the great Rabbi Yochanan, wanted it. And he wanted it so badly that he said a chiddush in Yevamis, and Rabbi Elazar is walking into Beis Medrash and he's saying it over, not in his name. And it could be he's going to lose out one day on Sif Sois of David Vais Bekever, because it's going to go down as the chiddush of Rabbi Elazar, not as the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan wanted this chiddush so badly that he was copied. The reason he was so copied is because of this idea, because of this concept of Sif Soysov David Vais Bekever, something we talk about a lot. But because of this idea of Sif Soysov David Vais Bekever, it's for that reason he was so copied. The emes is, there's another chazal that talks about the value of being Omer Dover B'Shem Omeroy. Very, very well known Gemara. The Gemara says, Kol Omer Dover B'Shem Omeroy Mevi Gu'ula La'olam. You know who said that? Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said that. Which, by the way, said Rabbi Reuven Margolis, that's the biggest raya, that Rabbi Elazar wasn't in Beis Medrash sitting, saying over Torah, and gamvening Torah from Rabbi Yochanan. He's the one that said, Kalo Eimer Dove B'Shem Eimer, Mevi Gula Loilam. So it's Pashat Ad L'Moed, that he would never, go and be the one that would be guilty of that. But it's Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, where you find this playing out in Shas. Again, we mentioned one Maramak, and this Yerushalmi's all over the place. Ayin Shomber, Rabbi Reuven Margolis, that talk about this Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar relationship. But Rabbi Yochanan's the one that said, Sif Soysev, David Vais Bekever. Rabbi Elazar's the one that said, Kol Eimer Dove B'Shem Maimrei, maybe Gulag Oilam. But there's another Chazal. The Chazal say that if somebody says over Torah from somebody else, but he doesn't give him credit for it, meaning he ganvis the Torah, he's a gazlin. He's over an Isser. The Pasuk says, Al Tigzol Dal. How do you steal from a Dal? Dal doesn't have anything for you to steal. A Dal maybe doesn't have Nechasim, but a Dal can zog in a gute Shtikl Torah. And if you go and you gazle his Shtikl Torah, you're over Al Tigzol Dal. So here's the Masuk Midvash. Says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, take a look in Shailos Yitshuvas Noida Bihuda. It's Erechaim Tinyana. It's Simen Chaf. And at the very, very end of the Tshuva was written to Rabbi Yishaya Berlin, also known is Rabbi Yishaya Pick. So Rabbi Yishaya Pick is one of the often mentioned Shoyles and Shoyles of Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda. Rabbi Shaya Pick, he wrote the Maseres HaShas, he expanded the Maseres HaShas, and a lot of his big Shoyles that he had, he would send to the Noida B'Yehuda. We spoke about this once. It's like today, if someone's writing a Sefer and he's stuck, so you send a Shoyles to Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. He's the one that you ask all the Shoyles to. So Rabbi Shaya Berlin, he's working on this very, very important work. He's trying to source everything. See, he would send his shaylas to the Noida B'Yehuda, and that's why there's a lot of tshuvas in Noida B'Yehuda, where the Noida B'Yehuda is being oisik in the avodas hakodesh of Rabbi Shaya Pick, because als gadol adar, als rabin shel kol bnei agayla, these are the questions that are crossing his desk. So at the very beginning, he discusses this chazal, this idea that you're not allowed to steal a shtickle tire from somebody. And the Magen Avram actually brings this in Ayur Chaim Simen Kuf Nun Vav. So Magen Avram brings this halacha that you're not allowed to steal a shtickle tire from somebody else. Either way, at the very, very end of the tshuva, the Noida B'Yehuda writes back to Rabbi Yeshaya Berlin, to Rabbi Yeshaya Pick. He says, Umasha kosav remez bepasik al tigzol dol, Dvarav Mesukim Midvash. That's what Nebuchadnezzar Buddha said. He said, what you wrote at the end, your remes, is Dvarav Mesukim Midvash. The problem is, Loi Zachinu, in the Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda, to know what this Vart was. So Rabbi Shaya Pick told the Noida B'Yehuda something. The Noida B'Yehuda was so excited. He told him, Mamish, what you're saying is Mesukim Midvash. Azah Haskama from the Noida B'Yehuda. And we don't know what it was. So Rabbi Ruvim Margolis says, he found in a sefer somewhere this Vart. At this Ketrofen Ergitz, and he said, I found the Vart. I know the Vart that he told the Noida B'Yehuda, and I'll tell you what the Noida B'Yehuda said was Masik Midvash. This Pasik that says Al Tigzol Dal is a Pasik in Mishle. It's a Pasik in Mishle, Perichav Beis, Pasik Chav Beis. Al Tigzol Dal Ki Dalhu. Val Tidaki Oni Bishar. That's what the Pasik says. Al Tigzol Dal Ki Dalhu. Va'al tedake, don't chepe with the oni, with the araman in the shar, by the gate. Meaning, don't chepe with the araman, it's the chan araman. Right, that was the teichocha that Nasan Hanavi gave David HaMelech after the maisu with Batsheva. He says, an araman, the araman had a kifsa achas ketana, you're taking it away from him. That's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. Al tigzol dal, ki dalhu, va'al tedake oni b'shar. So Rabbi Shaya Pick said, based on a Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, just one more Dvar Agad in the spirit of Masechta Tainis, a well-known Gemara in Perek Chelik. The Gemara over there is discussing Mashiach. And the Gemara says, Mashiach is an Oni, the Reichev Alachamar. Mashiach is an Araman. And then the Gemara goes into even a more detailed description of who Mashiach was. Says the Gemara, it's a classic. It's Kedai to Chazer this Gemara. Amali, Rabbi Shua ben Levi met Eliyahu HaNavi. And he told him, Emas Asim Mashiach. He said, when is Mashiach coming? Amali said, Tom Zul Shaila. You want to know when Mashiach's coming? Go ask Mashiach. So he said, ask Mashiach. Who's Mashiach? Where's Mashiach? Vehecha Yosef, where is he? So he told him, he's a Pischa de Karta. He's sitting at the entranceway of the gates of the city of Rome. So he said, okay, my sin money, there's a lot of people that are sinning. How am I going to know it's him? So he said, Yosef bein aniye soivli chalom. If you go there, you're going to see there's a lot of poor people, and they're soivli chalom, nebuch, they're suffering from yisurim. And you're going to see kulon sharu v'asir b'chad zimna. These people, for refuah, they're bandaged up, they remove their bandages, they take off all their bandages at once, and then they put it back on. Iyu, Mashiach, shari chad v'asir chad. He takes off one, and he puts it right back. And then he takes off the other one, he puts that one back. Oh man, the reason is because Dilma bin Adla Yaakov. He's afraid that maybe he's going to get the call that it's time for Mashiach to come. And if he has all his bandages off, he's going to have to put them back on. And he's going to be ma'achar the kates even by a second. It's not something that he wants to do. So Gemara says, Azal Legabe. So Yeshua ben Levi goes to the gates of Rome, Amale, and he sees this person. And he knows he's Mashiach. He has inside information. Eliyahu HaNavi just told him he's Mashiach. So he goes over to him. Never met this person. He says, Sholim Alecha Rebbe Umayri. Amaleis, he tells him back, he's Mashiach, right? He knows Vastutzach. Sholim Alecha Bar Levi. He says, Sholim Alecha Bar Levi. This is Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Amaleis, so he went right to the point, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. He said, Le'emas Asimai. He wasn't waiting. He said, when are you coming? Amaleis, Hayoim. He said, I'm coming today. Shua ben Levi heard this. He couldn't believe it. He was ecstatic. Asim Lagabe Eliyahu. So he goes running back to Eliyahu. Amaleis. So Eliyahu says, Nu? Did you meet Mashiach? He said, yeah. He said, my Amalach, what did he tell you? Amalach, he told him, he told me, Shalom Alecha Bar Levi. When he saw me, he knew exactly who I was. And he referred to me, Shalom Alecha Bar Levi. Amalach, he told him, if that's when he called you, Avtachach Lach Ulavuch La'amud Asi. It means that you and your father are Muftach, you're going to go to Olam Haba. If Mashiach knew who you were, and not just that, even your father, he knew your Bar Levi, it's Muftach Lecha and to your father that you're going to be a Ben Olam Haba. But Amalach, then Rabbi Shmuel Levi told Elio, but I'm disappointed. He said, why? Because he lied to me. As a shakri Mashiach. He's a liar. He said, because I asked him when he's coming, and he told me, Hayyim. He told me he's coming today. and he didn't come. Amale, Salyah Novi Torah Bishom Alevi says, oh, you didn't understand what Mashiach was telling you. Hachi Amalacha. He said Hayoim. You know what he meant? Hayoim and Bekoilai Seshma. He was referring to a pasuk in Tehillim, where David HaMelech said, Mashiach's going to come Hayoim. Hayoim and Bekoilai Seshma. Mashiach can come today. Ani mamim b'muna shaleima b'viyas ha-mashiach. Afa pishi yismami im kozei ha-chakulei b'chol yoyim she-yovoi. Hayoim. But there's a t'nai. It's in b'koylei sishmo. He was never lying to you. But said Rabbi Yeshaya Pig to the night of Yehuda, who's Mashiach? We have a detailed description. He's an oni, and he sits a pischa de karta. He sits by the entranceway of the city of Rome. So he told the Noid of Yehuda, that's what Shlomo HaMelech said. Al tigzol dal kidalhu. Don't steal from the Araman. He said, what could you steal from the Araman? What does he have for you to take? You know what he has? A shtickle Torah. Don't steal his shtickle Torah. Because if you steal his shtickle Torah, like the Magen Avraham says in Simon Kuf Nun Vav, bistu agazlin. He said, but not just that. If you're going to say a shtickle Torah from someone else, and you're not going to give him the credit, you won't be over Dama v'shem Maimra. You know what else we're going to lose out? We're going to lose out what Rabbi Lazar said. Rabbi Lazar, who's so geknipped and gebinden with this sugya. But Rabbi Lazar, who said that kolo imer davar b'shem maimrai mevi gula la'ilam. So Shlomo HaMelech feared ice. Al tigzol dal kidalu v'al tedake ani b'shar. And by not doing that, you're not going to chepezich with the ani who sits by the shar. It's the ani that's reichav al hachamar. It's Mashiach who sits by the shar, who's ready to come ayoyim and mekoy le'sishmo. Because by saying over Torah, you're mevi gula la'ilam. And not chalila, being doicha, and not letting Mashiach come. Al tigzol dal kidal hu. Don't steal a shtickle Torah. Because if you steal the shtickle Torah, you won't be Oymer David B'Shem Oymeray. And if you're not Oymer David B'Shem Oymeray, you're losing out on an opportunity to be Mevi Gula Loila. And if you do that, you're violating Val Tadaka Ani Bashar. Said Rabbi Reuven Margolis, that was the vart that Rabbi Yeshaya Pick told the Noid of Yehuda. And this is what the Noid of Yehuda meant at the end of the Simon when he said, Umasha Kosav Remez Bepasik, Al Tigzol Dal Mishle Chav Beis Dvorov Mesukim Midvash.